Once they were inside it, Toby held Rascal in his arms. He ignored the others, talking only to Stella.
I knew you'd be coming, but I didn't know how long it would take, and I thought I should do something in case...
You were brilliant. I'm so relieved. The last I heard, you were being carried out as if paralyzed.
I was! It was the implant that saved me. If I'd had the student level, I'd have been sunk. Did Zori ever show up?
Not only showed up, but was crucial to our finding you. She's quite a young woman, Toby. I knew that before, but I didn't know... Well, we'll talk more about this when we get home. I know station security will want to talk with you, but they've agreed that you need to have medical evaluation and some rest beforehand.
Is Zori safe? If her family finds out...
She's as safe as we can make her. She thinks her father was implicated in your abduction, and possibly more.
She's right! The trade tongue is the pirate's language, and her father gave the orders for my abduction. I overheard things.
Toby was entirely too bright-eyed. Something besides natural excitement was working in his system.
Medical first, then home. Then we'll talk. I'll call and let Zori know you're alive and well.
Can I talk to...
Not now. You'll see her later.
They were in the medical center. The staff had drawn blood to analyze for any dangerous residuals from his implant's deconstruction of the paralytic drug, and they were awaiting the results of the tests in a guarded room when Stella got a call from someone who introduced himself as the Moscow Confederation Assistant Minister of Defense.
Excuse me?
Stella checked the origination codes. The call had originated on planet, near, if not in, Cascadia's capital city of Holm.
I know it is after business hours, but I felt this matter could not wait. It's about the accusations that some of the Nexus government have made.
Stella decided to risk an accusation of rudeness.
Unless we're under imminent attack, I'm afraid it'll have to wait until morning. I'm at the medical center here on Cascadia Station with my ward Toby after his rescue from an abduction attempt. I have another child at home. I need sleep to think clearly.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
So I'll contact you in the morning, shall I? I have your contact numbers.
Well, yes, that'll be soon enough.
Stella shook her head. When Toby's tests came back, indicating it was safe for him to leave, she ordered a secure conveyance and took him back to the apartment. Zori met them at the door and flung her arms around Toby, burying her face in his shoulder for an instant, then pushing away.
Forgive me. That was very rude.
I didn't mind.
Red to the tips of his ears, Toby reached up to pat her back, but she had already backed out of reach. Zori looked at Stella.
I'm sorry. It is very bad, not just hugging Toby without permission, but what I have translated.
I thought it might be.
My father taught me some words. He said it was our secret trade tongue. I told you that, but now I know it was not true. Not our secret family trade tongue, but the secret language of pirates. I didn't know.
Do you think he knew?
Yes. His company is mentioned, and his private comm code.
Are you sure?
Entirely. I'm sorry, Toby. I have become an embarrassment.
You're not an
Yes. My father must be involved in a criminal enterprise. He will be adjudged a criminal. We do not have attainder here, legally. At least, I'm underage. But it is a disgrace, and I will no longer be a suitable acquaintance for you.
Patches of color stood out on Toby's cheeks, and his hands trembled.
I don't care!
You're under my protection. Toby, you may need to ask your implant to normalize your chemistry. You're still hyper from your ordeal. I suggest a hot drink and a snack. Zori, you and I do need to talk. Your room?
Zori nodded. Stella gave Toby a quelling look, and he glared before turning abruptly toward the kitchen. Stella ushered Zori into the spare room, which she realized would be Zori's until whatever happened, happened. When Stella shut the door and engaged the privacy shield, Zori pulled a data cube from her pocket and held it out to Stella.
Here. This is as complete as I could make it. I don't understand everything. There were words I didn't know. I sent a copy to station security. I hope that doesn't offend you.
Zori, why would it offend me?
Stella could wish Zori had waited so Stella could have sent it to the person she'd contacted before, But it did show Zori's essential innocence.
I don't know. I'm so ashamed. I wanted to do the right thing.
Adolescent guilt. Just as difficult to handle as adolescent lust. And if Zori was anything like Stella's own adolescent self, she could never believe that Stella really knew what she was feeling. She had thrown herself on the floor of her closet, wishing to die when, for a moment, she could not even remember his name, had made off with the contents of the house safe, and she had realized how stupid she'd been. Stella considered offering a hug, but local customs required asking permission, and that seemed ridiculous at such a time.
It's not your fault, Zori. You didn't pick your parents.
No, but I know you probably think I've always been too rebellious, the way I schemed to spend time with Toby, even though you knew my mother didn't approve. But really, I was brought up to be a good girl, and I've never been in any real trouble before. Now, the station police know that I refused to do what my parents told me.
And the police agreed you shouldn't go home to them.
But they'll still think I'm a rude, disobedient child. I didn't ask them permission first.
Zori, you may have saved millions of people, billions, from death and brutality. I think your not asking permission doesn't loom very large against that.
My grandma won't think so. Or my uncles.
Families. There was always someone ready to dump on the young one who made a mistake.
You don't suppose they're all in it?
All?
My uncles! His brothers? His mother? I can't believe my mother's family. They never really liked him.
For a moment in those dark eyes, Stella saw knowledge of family pain no young person should have.
I think you'll have to leave that up to the authorities. The important thing for you is to know that you're safe here, and you have people who care about you.
They shouldn't care about me. My father is a monster, a traitor.
Your father is not you.
My mother. They say she's an accessory. But I don't think she is. I don't think she knew.
You can't know what she knew.
I can't. Toby. It would be bad for him. I should go somewhere. Somewhere far away.
In a fit of frustration, Stella now recognized as justified, her own mother had once told her that if she ever had children of her own, she would deserve whatever trouble they brought her. Apparently, that bit of universal balance was going to land on her, even though the child wasn't actually hers.
Zori, you know Toby loves you.
An agitated jerk of a shoulder. Zori was curled into a ball now, face buried in a pillow.
He shouldn't. I loved him.
Stella parsed this as referring to Ser Luari, not Toby.
You were a child. Children love their parents unless the parents are brutal.
At that, Zori shivered.
I thought he loved me. He said...
He probably did. Which is more than my father did.
You... I thought you had a good family. Toby said...
I meant my birth father, Zori. Didn't you hear about that shortly after I first arrived? My connection to the pirates is even closer than yours. My birth father was one.
Really? Toby didn't tell me that.
Yes. The people I thought were my parents adopted me. And they were good parents.
Even if she was still angry with them for not telling her the truth, she pushed that memory away.
Now, you need to wash your face and go have a hot mug of something so you can sleep.
Stella pondered briefly whether she should slip something into Zori's mug, but decided not.
You and Toby both need rest.
I can't possibly sleep.
I think perhaps you will. Let me get you something to sleep in.
Zori had come with only the clothes on her back. Stella went to fetch one of her own night shifts, and when she came back, Zori was already asleep.
One down.
She pulled the cover up over the girl, who barely stirred. Toby, in the living room, wasn't tired at all.
Is she all right? Can I help?
She's finally gone to sleep, Toby. The most help you can be is to be quiet.
I don't suppose you feel like going to bed.
No. When I metabolized the drug, it...
Can you explain how you did that?
Not really. I mean, I can't recite the chemistry for you, but you said you didn't know much about chemistry. But what it amounted to was I found a way to convert the drug to increased alertness and strength.
I had no idea that implant had so much functionality.
Toby's face shifted into the concentrated, thoughtful look Stella had come to recognize.
It kind of surprised me. You know, there ought to be a way to miniaturize Ansible function enough to link it to the skull phone. The problem would be the power draw, but if you could hook it up to another power source...
Stella opened her mouth and shut it again. It had to be a healthy sign that he was having ideas, but she was not ready to deal with yet another technological outburst.
That's nice. You can work on that after you deal with your schoolwork.
Schoolwork? I'm just missing tomorrow and...
No. You and Zori both, by order of station security, are not returning to class until they're certain you'll be safe. I'll contact the school, have them send over your assignments.
At least we'll be together.
Toby, I need to talk to you about her.
I'm not going to stay away.
Don't be silly. No one's asking you to stay away from your own home. If she's staying here, of course you'll see her all the time. No, this is to help her.
Stella outlined the problem as she saw it.
She's a Cascadian. She can't blow up about it. She can't yell or use bad language without violating her sense of morality. And that very sense of being a good person is under attack because of her father.
So, what should I do?
You said she was more relaxed around you. That she dared to use a few bad words.
Yes?
Just be the young man she loves and trusts. Keep letting her know you respect her. And if she blows up, try not to be too shocked at what comes out.
Oh. All right. I can do that.
I know, Toby. You put up with me when I was so upset after finding out about Osman. So I know you will be what she needs right now.
Toby looked closely at her.
You're tired.
Yes, I am.
I should go to bed. I should at least go in my room and be quiet.
That courtesy, after what he had been through, almost brought tears to her eyes. He was so damned decent, and she had almost lost him.
If you can. But if you want to stay up, you're right. I must go because there's a government agency that wants my brain awake in the morning.
Come on, rascal.
The dog butted its head into his chest.
I'll see you in the morning, Stella.
He hadn't called her cousin or aunt. Well, it wasn't the right time to call him on manners.
Sleep well.